So here we are, Friday morning, at the Oval, here for the cricket... No, wait. Here for the Lambeth election 2018 count. Hurrah! So, what happened overnight? The ballot papers were stored away very securely. Those very decent folk in Democratic Services very wisely decided to not have an overnight count. No, not here. People get very annoyed, agitated at 2, 3 in the morning. Come back when you're all fresh and ready. And that is what's happening today. So we're in the Jardine Suite at the Oval. We're going to try and get a live blog going up on Brixton Buzz, Surrey Wi-Fi notwithstanding. So what should happen? Well, as a recount, 4 years ago, in the 2014 Lambeth Council local elections, it was a complete landslide for Labour. Labour held 59 seats, now 58, which we'll come back to that. The Tories had their three exiled seats on Clapham Common, in their fiefdom on Clapham Common, and the Greens had a lone candidate, Councillor Scott Ainslie, in St Leonard's Ward. Which brings us around to 4 years' time. And will things change? Well, we shall see. No spoilers, but looking unlikely. What possibly may happen, though? The Greens are optimistic of making a few gains. Herne Hill, Gypsy Hill, St Leonard's, as I speak, Jonathan Bartley walks past me. Morning, sir. Evening. Good morning. But of interest, really, also, is Cold Harbour Ward, the count there, where Councillor Rachel Hayward has served the ward for 12 years as a Labour councillor, and then in 2016, she realised the folly of bookish gyms, social cleansing ain't great for residents on the estates, and in the absence of any free swimming for every resident, she broke away from the progress group, of which she was never really part of, and became an independent, and she's now standing as an indie in Cold Harbour Ward. So what will be key to watch, really, is if Councillor Hayward is successful, will that flesh out any of the other Labour candidates who have yet to really fully sign up to the progress mantra? The count itself, well, there'll be the verification first. Never quite understand what happens there, where it all goes off and what's being verified. Some very, very patient Lambeth staff sitting in front of me, waiting to help out. And then the count for real can start. We're told to expect a result by 6 p.m. It'll be much earlier than that. I'm thinking possibly 3 it could be done. Maybe even by 1 o'clock we'll have confirmation as to what the new administration will be. So we've got 63 seats. My maths is appalling. I'm thinking 63 seats, so what that's 32 takes you over the line. That could be declared, I think, by luncheon in the cricket. The cricket, yes, cricket is taking place. Surrey are playing Worcestershire in a championship match, so I hope to disappear and catch at least the final session of that. I'm going to be live tweeting Jason_Cobb, and as mentioned, the Brixton Buzz live blog, if I get it up and running. Interesting times, comrades, interesting times.